And now to honor America, please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Every week, Louis Van Gaal's army! Louis Van Gaal's army!
Welcome to American Red Devils Podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Ooh, sir, how we doing? How we doing?
Dude, hell of a start to summer, sir. Doing well. How about yourself?
It's June and we have two signings in the books. What's not to like?
Two signings. Jose striking fast. Striking hard, him and Eddie getting some business done. Critical based on last season. You feeling good?
Sir, good start. We have two like really focused positions that we needed to strengthen, midfield and right back.
Both right of which or left back.
Right or left back, that's true. Both of which are exciting. You know, one's a more established player ready to slot in right away. One's going to be more of a project. But hey, I'm excited. It's early, right? We're getting it in done early before the World Cup. That's what you want.
Yeah, the two players we're talking about is Diego Dalot, or however you want to say it, and Fred is a red. So, you know, huge signs for United, about $70 million spent total between the two, which is pretty frugal business for the inflated prices we've been seeing in the market. Just wait until we bring Ronaldo back this summer. We break the $200 million barrier.
Yeah, that's going to be expensive. That's definitely going
to
be expensive.
So just to kick off our transfer speculation, since we haven't talked to you since the season ended, it's really, what do we need? And sir, obviously, we're going to have differing opinions. What do you think United needs the most? Clearly, we have made two signings already, but you know, what do you think we need?
Well, when you look at the squad that we've had, people that are likely to leave, I think like my top of mind, Fellaini's leaving, Carrick's retiring. We're going to need two central midfielders. You need
two
central midfielders. With both those leaving, I think that's
without McTominay.
I know, but I think you need six midfielders. And if you do the math, Blind's going to leave, Carrick's gone, Fellaini's gone.
Blind didn't play, but yeah.
But yeah, but all I'm saying is I think you need two midfielders. Okay. I think you need a center back, like a worldie, a very, very good center back that could slot in immediately, ideally Premier League proven. You need a left back, you need a right back, and you need a right winger, in a perfect world. I don't think we're going to get all those signings, but that would be my perfect window.
Yeah, our attacking winger. So I'm going to say we need one central midfielder. I think that's Fred. I think we locked it up. I think we're going to hold on to Herrera, McTominay. Fellaini's not completely out the door, but he's out the door. Thinks about going to Arsenal. That'd be hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait for that. You're right. One center back, Alderweireld or Maguire.
Maguire. Squarehead Maguire, your favorite.
Yeah, and I think Dalot, actually, I think we only need Diego.
As right back?
I think we're set because he can play right or left back. We have Ashley Young. We have Valencia. I think it's a good transition.
But you think we need a left back, right? You do agree that we need a left back? Or you think Diego is enough for right and left back?
He can play both. Ashley Young can play both.
I'm just asking.
Valencia can play right back. So therefore, you kind of have three in the rotation.
Yeah, I think we need another.
And I think we're fine. I mean, you think Valencia out? Young out? Like, no, I don't. I think we're going to have Valencia. Young did a good job. They're going to stay at United. And I'm going to see Diego slotting in playing either or.
No, you need a left back for sure. I disagree. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interject with you, but so I think you need a left back for sure. But anyway.
Okay, so Dalot can play left back.
He's going to play right back. You need a starting left back. Ashley Young is not, he's not your starter, bro. If you want to win the world.
So what about Valencia? He doesn't start anymore?
No, he's going to be
completely off the books?
He's going to be the starter, but we haven't bought our left back yet. Like, I don't think he's done buying wingbacks. I think we have every intention of buying a left back, a starting left back.
So my rationale is Ashley Young can play left back or right back. He can start at left back or right back. Dalot can start at left back or right back. And Valencia predominantly plays right back. So I think we have plenty of coverage. Not to mention, we're also going to bring Fosu Mensah back this summer. So I think those two positions are probably covered with that signing. I know you probably want Dalot to start every game at right back, and you want a proper world-class starter at left back.
I think Valencia's going to start. I think like you bring him in slowly because he's 19.
Yeah, but I think with Fosu Mensah, Dalot, Valencia, and Ashley Young, who did a job and who's playing for England, I think those players can get the job done for us.
They can get the job
Luke
done.
Luke Shaw isn't out yet. He isn't out yet. I saw some rumblings he might want to stay on. So we'll see kind of what materializes this summer. A lot of drama, but I think our business might be done at left and right back. Again, you have to always have an asterisk where if a world-class player like Sandro is available and we can do the deal, or Perisic, and we can do the deal, we'll buy him. But like last summer, we needed a left back like Perisic, but we couldn't get the deal done, so we had to stick with Ashley Young, right?
And we still need a left back. We still need a left back, you know, but we disagree either way. What about right winger? Are we going to sign a superstar?
So I think for the attacking midfield, the attacking forwards, we definitely need another player. Again, given it's the summer market, this is all dependent on what is out there. We're not just going to go say, hey, at all, you know, make or break. We need a right winger and we're going to go knock down the door, spend $100 million no matter what, or get a bad deal done. Similar like last season, it's like opportunistic. Lukaku's available, snipe him. If certain players become available, we'll get them. If they don't, then we won't. It's simple as that. The business in the summer isn't just the list we want. It's who's available and at what price.
It's always the case. I think there's going to be a lot of good players available World Cup year, and a lot of big names floating on the market. So.
Never buy World Cup all-stars. That's the one thing I've learned from watching football over the last 14 years is if you buy Euro Cup All-Stars, you buy World Cup All-Stars, yeah, they never pay due.
Never? Well, that Wayne Rooney was, he was shit in 04.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's why they bought him. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't agree with that. Maybe recently, but that's.
He was good at Everton before that, too, so it's not like.
Yeah, but he ripped up the Euro in 04.
Arshavin, he was an All-Star. Jaimes, he got loaned out at Real Madrid. Usually the star of the World Cup don't pan out. Obviously, Rooney was already kind of earmarked at Everton. He scored that unbelievable goal when he was 16 years old. And we brought him in. He had an amazing run for us, but unfortunately he's heading to MLS, mate.
MLS, that's about where he belongs these days, huh?
It's a sad sight to see.
Hey, MLS. Why not? He's 31. It's like he was so good so young that his shelf life was never going to be like a normal player, right? So he's always going to burn out a little earlier. And I think those are the hair plugs. You know, they put him on all these like crazy testosterone apparently took out all the fire. And yes. It seems like it's true.
So you can tell me and Alex, you know, a little testy on what positions we need. But, you know, we're going to go in and just drop a summary of who we think we could buy. As far as CDM goes, you think we need two. We signed Fred. And for me, I think that means that position's wrapped. But you also think we might be getting Sergej Milinkovic-Savic, the top player at Lazio. You know, he's rumored to be worth around £80 million, £100 million. I think this was smokescreen, and we did a deal for Fred here. So you think we can get both? You think we're going to spend $160 for two central midfielders with Pogba and Herrera?
I mean, I think Herrera is going to be, you know, fall back into a secondary role. I think, I don't know, maybe if you brought in another player, you might sell Herrera. I think he's still a good squad player. It's just because there's been so much talk around Savic. And
smoke, sir. Ed Woodward just is smoke. They use smoke to try to do all
these
deals.
Sir, they use smoke, but we lost two midfielders. So I think it's a valid, legitimate reason to backfill it. You're going to have a lot of competition.
McTominay's
not ready to start every game. Savic is like, he's a worldie. He's
so
a great.
So who starts? It's Matic, Fred, and Pogba. I think those are the starters. You got McTominay.
Yeah, but Matic is going to be 32 this year. I mean, he's good, but he's still like, he's a young player. I think if you're going to play a 4-3-3...
What about Piera?
Piera was playing in a more advanced position. I think he's kind of lost
you think
favor
you think
with Mourinho.
He's done with United?
I think Mourinho kind of like lost faith in him because he left last season and he didn't want him to leave. And he probably shouldn't have left. So I think Piera is not going to have a lot of great long-term prospects at United. I think he's likely to be sold this summer. I would like another top-class midfielder in because that way like Matic can get a sub out and you could play Fred in the middle as the low line CDM and have Pog on the left and Savic on the right. Also a Jorginho who's been heavily linked to City, probably going to City, but he's another good player that like you could probably get for £60 million. I think you need those options because Matic is gonna break down. He's an older body. He did a job. He did a great job for us last season. But ultimately, you want to have those options for rotation because look at City, bro. They just keep buying players because they know that the reason they lost some steam in the Champions League is because you got to be able to rotate. You got to have like two top class teams.
No, I agree. I just think there's only so much money we're allowed to spend in the summer, and we need to fill certain positions, right? So if we've already spent 70 million pounds, you know, can we afford to spend 60 on a position we already filled, and we have youth kind of coming up? Fosu Mensah can also play CDM as well. I really think center back, that's going to be another 50, 60 million signing, right? So then we're up to 130 maybe. And we want to go, if Griezmann or like a Bale come up, that's another 100. So then you're already up to 230, 240. You know, you're selling people for maybe 40, 50. So your net's 200. I think the board is really focused on budget. I don't think we're going to be, our net spend will be more than 200 million. Do you think?
I think it will be. I don't think they're that concerned on budget.
What do you think our net spend is going to be? 200 million is quite a bit.
I'm going to say 250.
Net.
Yeah, net.
So we're going to splash cast 300 million.
I think we
million.
Spend 350 and we sell 100 million of players. Because we're not going to sell anyone for big money.
Who are you going to sell for 100 million?
Well, you going to sell 20. You know, so you get 20 million for
12 for Darmian.
Well, I said I heard 20.
We want 20. They want they offer 12. You, so call it 15. 15 for Darmian. 10 for Blind. That's 25.
You maybe get 30 for Mata if we bring in a Griezmann, right? You might sell a Mata if you bring in a Griezmann.
Yeah, maybe 20. I can see like.
I think we're spend a lot of money. I mean, as it relates to like that focus on positions. I would rather us sign a worldly left back than sign Savic, because I think Fred, Matic, and Pogba is a great midfield, a really, really good midfield. I'm really excited about Fred, and I think you're right. Like, if Matic goes down, you could put in Herrera. I just think you're still a little thin there, dude, because if your next option is McTominay, that's not...
Well, especially letting Fellaini go, right? So if we could keep Fellaini, I mean, obviously, I don't like him. I don't rate him. But him, he should be able to play that role. He hasn't been able to, so I say get rid of him.
Yep.
I like signing youth for 20, 30 million a pop. I think that's the way to go. Is the Dalot signing is the way to go? Manchester United players, you know, we want sparkle, we want shine, we want Sanchez playing the piano, nice and fine. But we might not get it at the end of the day. And I say go for youth, go for prospects. Usually, you know, 30% of them, you know, do well. Who knows if Dalot. It's just you got to do good business. Otherwise, you're spending so much cash like City, and you're never you can never be guaranteed results. Why not Yaya Toure? He's up.
Yeah,
he'd
Yaya
love
Toure.
To pay for us.
He's shit,
play for us.
He's like fat and slow and old now. He's absolutely got no chance in this team. Let's move on to the next position, center back, sir. We're looking at two big names. The second one being more recently, but Alderweireld. How do you say that name?
Toby
Alderweireld. Yeah, 29 years old from Spurs. He's a top center back in the league. Apparently next year his buyout drops to 25 million pounds, but Levy wants 70. Right now he wants 70.
20 million pound difference what we're willing to pay. United will pay 50. Levy wants 70. Let's split the baby, pay 60. Done business, 29-year-old, EPL proven at the back.
You take it? You think that's good business at 60?
Yeah, I think it's good business. And he's coming off injury, but he's a good center back, plays for Belgium. And the other player that we're linked to, Clément Lenglet. And he's a 22-year-old French center back playing at Sevilla. He did well in the Champions League earlier this year, 35 million pounds. So I think, again, the way United navigates this complicated transfer market, these inflated valuations as smoke screens, you just say you have interest in all these players, and then it puts people on tilt, and they don't know if you're going to pay the price.
Yep.
You never say you want a certain man. So I could take youth for 35 million, no problem. I mean, hey, we got Lindelof. That didn't pan out. Maybe we need an EPL proven center back. I think Alderweireld for 60 is a deal, considering what Liverpool pay for that.
75 million, but he's 3 years younger and wasn't coming off an injury. So 60 million for Alderweireld, I don't think that's a good deal. I don't think that's good business. But he's a great player. But I think like the problem with doing business with Spurs is that you're never getting a good deal, really, because Levy knows we have cash, knows we need to strengthen that position. I actually kind of giving a punt on another young player. I like the French guy from Sevilla, because he did a job against Lukaku for sure in that game, and you can get a good deal, 35 million pounds. He plays in a much bigger league.
Or like a Maguire for 22.
Dude,
you know,
you get him cheap too, right? He's young, dude, he's 25. So
yeah, and Johnny Evans went to Leicester
for three million.
So like, why not bring Johnny Evans back? I mean, like, honestly, we need to be thinking about numbers at the center back position, because at this point, it's about who can do the job. And let Mourinho figure that out. You know, get some young prospects, get some EPL proven, you know, older players. I think Alderweireld will get done. I think he'll come to United. I think that'll be our next big signing. I bet you they have 60 million budgeted for center back at least. Moving on to left back, Alex Sandro has been linked to us, 27-year-old Brazilian left back playing at Juventus. He had an off year, but he's a top player, Brazilian at that. 65 million euros being quoted. Again, I think this is such an astronomical fee. I don't think we're going to get there, especially since he had an injury. You seem to be rating left back more than any position here. What do you think, sir?
Sir, I think we need the width. I think why not have another Brazilian come aboard? I think Fred's going to offer a lot, but dude, I think we've been missing that. We've had no threat out wide. You know, like Young and Valente are at times dangerous in the right game against the right opponent, but we need people consistently putting a good ball into the box for Big Luke to get his, you know, his beautiful head on. Dalot will offer that, but he's going to not be able to play every game next year. I think you need a starter, a solid starter who can come in and be your stud. You sub in Young as needed. He's a utility player. Nothing wrong with Young, but you know you can't go into the season. Ideally, he shouldn't be your starting left back.
Yeah, I know you hate Ashley Young.
I don't hate Ashley Young. I just don't think he's good enough to be our starting left back. That's it. Yeah, I don't dislike him. I just like, you know, 33. I think
I could play back some recordings. You don't rate him. I actually don't think he's that great. I just think with Ashley Young and Valencia, you know, a great example, FA Cup final, they didn't really do the job on the wing. A lot of recycling possession. They weren't direct with their play. So I think if you had one winger playing well, it might take the pressure off the other. But you're right, we can't have them both. Hopefully Dalot can do a job, but again, no guarantees.
He's 19, right? Yeah. You can't really put all your hopes on a 19-year-old from the Portuguese league. That's why I think you need a 27-year-old Sandro that can slot in. You know, Sandro and Valencia would be a good, you know, pairing. We'll see, sir, but this is a position for me that's really important, but who knows?
You're absolutely right. So when we didn't sign Perisic, I didn't think it'd impact us that much, and it really did. I think that did cost us. I think there's plenty of options even in the EPL. We might not get a £50 million signing, but I do think we could get someone to do the job. Hopefully, Dalot comes through. But again, like Lindelof, you can't always count on it. You can watch all the videos on YouTube you want, but might not get there. Next position, right wing or attacking winger. We've been linked to him for years. His brother's United fan, Griezmann, the 27-year-old French striker playing for Atletico Madrid. Agent P. Who knows if he's out there being our agent anymore after this past season, but always linked to us. He said he would decide his future post-World Cup, so we'll see.
Pre-World Cup, next 2 weeks, he said.
Really, next 2 weeks? So I thought it was post, but we'll see. It could be corrected. I'm surprised if it's the next 2 weeks. I think Barcelona is the front runner. If you were to go to Vegas or you're going to go to the bookies, Barcelona has to be the front runner there. United, we're probably number two, but we're probably number two for everyone. Next winger we could get, world-class mate Gareth Bale, scored the best goal in Champions League final of all time. The Welsh international, always been linked to us, been linked to coming back to England. And we don't think he's coming back to Tottenham because he just pwned up a ton of cash for Harry Kane. I'd like to see that, actually, Harry Kane staying at Tottenham for the long term. So, hey, these are two. If it works out, you know, it might work. If it doesn't, it won't.
Who do you prefer? You know, if you could pick one, you want 27-year-old Griezmann, basically like Griezmann or Bale, sir, who do you want?
Yeah, so other than Griezmann
if you pick one.
Griezmann and Bale, two great players. I don't think they're both necessarily available. I think Bale was probably out if Zidane was still the manager. I think he left, and I think that probably means Bale's in, Ronaldo's out. Huge, I would add Ronaldo to this list. You always got to add Ronaldo to the list. As a big Ronaldo fan.
Can you play on the right?
He can play anywhere you want, and he's the best player in the world right now. The quickest way we can get Champions League glory again would be bringing back Ronaldo. Plus, you know, Stretford End would love it. Ronaldo would cost quite a bit of money, but I think this attacking position is really just any world-class player that we can get a deal on.
Yep.
And so, yeah, you could say Neymar. Yeah, you could say Ronaldo. Yeah, you could say Bale. Yeah, you could say Griezmann, but
anyone
are they all
class,
available?
Anyone world-class that we can afford that wants to come to United, basically.
Yeah, if Griezmann falls through the cracks and Barcelona doesn't want him, then great. If Madrid tells Ronaldo to say F you and he comes back to United and we'll give him a bumper deal, then he'll come back. If Bale is out of favor, and we're there. I mean, everyone knows we're there. Everyone knows we have the money, and we're a suitor. So, you know, I'd love to see some more young attacking talent. There was that tall French winger that we discussed.
Talisca.
No,
he's going to China, dude.
I know. He's
some shit club.
Needs that money. But I would rather bring in a new, young, exciting player like Talisca for like 40 instead of bringing in, you know, the likes of Griezmann or Bale or Ronaldo, the aging kind of all-stars who are good, but... You
aging, 27, bro.
With Griezmann, he's not EPL proven. He's a small player.
He's Champions League proven.
But at the end of the day, he has the connection with Pogba. We'd love to see him. I honestly could see us not signing an attacking player.
So. Yeah, I think we will. I think Eddie loves signing an attacking player because nothing sells jerseys like a new number 7, a new number 10. I think it's going to be...
We have Sanchez, though, you know?
I agree. I think Sanchez is great, but I think... Dude, you want to be able to compete with City tomorrow. We're made along with you in the midfield. Fred is going to make a big, big difference, but you need like another worldie to go up there with Luke and Sanchez. And I think you have Griezmann as a right winger, and then you sub in Rashford, Martial, and Lingard for the front three. It's like that is a good front three. That's a good back three. You know, good bench as well.
If we keep Martial, I would argue we don't need another attacking player. And at the same time, we all want success tomorrow. Because City was able to kind of turn around and break the record, win the league. But you have to think over the long term. And I think over the long term is better. Pep's going to leave City. After next year, he's going to be gone. He stays and he leaves. And I think he's probably going to try to do that on top. So if we don't win the title next year, it's not the end of the world. I just want for the long term. I would like Mourinho to be here for the long term. I would like our players to be purchased for the long term. I think the squad we had last year, we have a... Each player's got to improve. It's a World Cup year, so they're not getting a lot of rest. I don't know how that factors in. There's going to be a lot more wear and tear on our players than there were the prior years.
There is, and there's going to be a lot less time for them to get to know each other in preseason, which is always so important when you bring in new players, right? Because, hey, at least Sanchez is going to get a summer off. That's like another one thing about Chile not making it is that he is going to have a summer to rest, which is a long overdue, so that'll be good. But our boy Matic won't because he's got a lot of games and he's overdue for a break. But yeah. I'd like to see Griezmann. I'd like because he's 27. He hasn't had the same injury problems that Bale's had. But Bale is like a quintessential United signing because it's got the name, it's got the flash. He's a British talent coming back to England. We'll see what happens.
If he comes back to United, I could see him just being a flop. So he's had a lot of injuries. I don't want to play with a lot of injuries. That cost that much money. And even at Tottenham, he had a few years where he was kind of, you know, off and on. But let's just break it down who we've signed so far. Obviously, Fred is a red. Frederico Rodriguez de Paula Santos.
What a name that is.
Just call him Fred.
Turn that into a chant. Because you could just drag that out and make that into a really nice chant. Beautiful name, Fred.
We can. Highly rated 25-year-old Brazilian box-to-box midfielder. And we'll see how he does in the EPL.
He's doing pretty well in the Champions League last year, to be fair. He was averaging 5 tackles a game. Played pretty well against City. And, dude, he's a player. He's exactly what we need.
He's definitely a player. But, you know, we got to temper expectations with signings because... You know, non-EPL proven signings, especially international signings, you know, we don't have a lot of Brazilians on our team. You know, the emotional, the rain in Manchester, it's like the Di Maria all over again. It's not a guaranteed for this player to come in and thrive in this environment. So
how's the weather in Ukraine? I can't imagine the weather in Ukraine is that great. It's not exactly Madrid.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Hope he does well. He comes from Shakhtar for £45 million. And City we're in from, but again, Jose swipes in.
I like that model, by the way. If City's in for him, I think we should just get in front of him, offer a little bit more money, call it a day. That's not a bad model.
Yeah, midfield's starting to look better. If Pogba steps his game up, he had that terrible miss for France. People were making fun of him on the internet. Pogba did say he had to step his game up. And he's Pogba. Just need him to come through. Matic, him, and Fred in the midfield. That's a threat. Could win the league. Could go deep in the Champions League. How do you rate this transfer, sir?
Dude, I think this is a big, big transfer for us. Long overdue. I mean, it's really what we need to kind of unlock what we already have in midfield. You want a player that's going to be able to go back with Matic if we're going to do the 4-3-3 and do a job, do the defensive duties. But the one thing that Fred offers, from what I've read, from what people have told me, is that he's much more direct than a Herrera is or a Matic. He makes forward passes. He makes passes in between the defenders, so he's good at that. And, you know, if we can actually get more direct play, that's huge. You know, if it's not just coming from Pogba, it also coming from Fred, and the Matic sitting back as the destroyer, that's what we need. You have him on the right, Pogba a little more advanced on the left. Sounds good to me.
No, absolutely. And, I mean, how do you, what's your grade? You got an A, A minus, B plus. Well, you can't really.
It's hard to grade a transfer until they give it an A, because I love the Brazilians. I'm always in love with every Brazilian we sign, for better or for worse. Poor my Anderson jersey, you know, is still sitting in there, number 8,
dude,
in
Rafael,
our hearts,
sir.
Rafael as well,
legend, legend, mate.
They're both legends.
I'm gonna say he's an A minus. I'm gonna say it's a great signing, but again, he's probably. I think. Who is the other player we were interested in? Sergei. I think Sergei would have been the A. I think Fred's the A minus. I think Sergei was maybe a smokescreen. But again, hope he does well. Him and Pogba, big flair players, so there might be too much flair in the midfield. But again, I do hope he does well and links up Lukaku. I see that those three in the midfield doing a great job, especially with Matic just doing the work at the back. So I'm going to say A minus. You say, hey, we'll see how he plays out.
We will see.
Second transfer we brought in, Diogo Dalot. Can't pronounce the names. Getting used
hard
to it.
Hard T or soft T?
Dalou. I don't
know.
Maybe
a soft T.
We're going to learn a lot here with the pronunciations. 19-year-old Portuguese right back, highly rated, plays for Sporting Lisbon.
Plays for us.
Yeah, I mean, he played for Sporting Lisbon, was a highly ranked youth prospect. Jose knows Portuguese pretty good, and I trust the manager. We got him for around 20 million. Seems like a great bit of business from United. I like buying young talent, especially when their name is not Victor Lindelof, sir.
Especially, sir. And this guy's actually from a country that's known for his footballing talent. You know, doesn't just play in Portugal, but is actually Portuguese.
Yeah, exactly.
But apparently, dude, he's a stud of the making. Like, you know, you talk to Sporting fans, and they all think he's going to be a top talent in a couple of years. Really just broke into the Sporting starting 11 like midway through the season, actually put against Liverpool when they got beaten in the Champions League against them, but can play on both sides. He's physical, he's technical, he put a ball in. I think it's one of those transfers that's going to take a little bit of time, but you know, highly rated, looking forward to this. Big lad as well, so another unit.
So I'm going to rate this as an A. I rate this highly just because it's on value.
Dude,
just
it's cheap, dude.
Good value
cheap.
For money.
Me?
Exactly what we need. We need this position done quick in the summer. You know, Jose has the connection with the Portuguese players. Picks a great prospect. I love to buy. I would buy 5-20 million pound prospects and have two come good. I think that's great business for United. We need youth. We need new talent coming up, especially with the aging right and left back pairing of Ashley Young and Antonio Valencia. How do you rate it? How do you rate it,
sir? I'm going to match your rating, bro. I can't argue it. A, man.
Two A's,
dude. It's an A. He's,
Eddie Woodward, we're getting a good
report
card.
Got him for like 19.5 million pounds for a player that's supposed to be like a complete stud that Sporting didn't want to get rid of. You know, they had a release clause. Dude, good business.
Hey, you heard it here. That is our Transfer Madness breakdown. It's only been in a few weeks, but a lot to recap. Clearly, a lot more business left done. I'm sure Jose wants most of it done early. Once the World Cup starts, transfers are kind of off.
It's coming quick,
players
right?
That are playing.
It's coming quick. In a week, it'll be here.
Yeah, a week it's going to be here. I bet you we don't sign anyone in that week. What do you think? I heard there's a rumor someone else is doing a medical. Maybe one in before the World Cup. Maybe one during who isn't in the World Cup, maybe one big name after. That's kind of what I think is going to go down for United. What do you think?
I don't know, sir. I mean, I've heard the rumor mills. If we were to talk about pure rumor mills.
Madness. Rumor madness.
So the thing is that Kohler, there's apparently this rumor for some guy on the Reddit forum that like knows about the Kohler deal. There are new.
Yeah, he knows. He's on the inside.
They're
our
new sleep sponsor, and apparently they're going to announce that as they announce our boy Antoine Griezmann as our new stud signing. That could be the signing that's going to happen the next week. I don't think it's going to happen. I'd love for it to happen, but if that guy was actually right, it's like apparently right before the World Cup.
Sir, have you ever heard of trolls on the internet?
Yeah, they exist.
Ronaldo's coming back too. He's going to be announced because of Kohler, because of the kitchen sink company.
Hey.
They're bringing back all these all-stars because they want a new kitchen sink. Exactly. We're jumping right into our World Cup preview. Obviously, goes down this Thursday. lot of players from United in the World Cup. Exactly what we like to see. Some, you don't know how they made it there. Phil Jones, we'll
yeah,
see.
What are you doing?
And Fellaini soon to depart for Belgium. But hey, we got a bunch of players. Let's break it down. The first team, the most players we have.
Three Lions, baby.
Three Lions. They come from Manchester, born and raised. A few of these boys. And it's England. The team I'm rooting for because the United States did not make it. They are always the underdog. The press hates them. The country loves them. Self-deprecating till they die, English fans. But we have Marcus Rashford, Jesse Lingard, Ashley Young squeaking in there, and Phil Jones.
Phil Jones.
All for England. In the group stage, they're going to face Tunisia, Panama, Belgium on a plate, sir. If they can't win that group, I don't know who can, especially USA. We made it out of the group of death last year, and our group looked much harder than Tunisia, Panama, and Belgium. So
how'd that go? We played Belgium. Played Belgium. What's his name? Howard had a worldie. He had the best game of his life, and then Wondolowski chumps
it. It went to extra time. I'm going to let everyone know. Wondolowski, the fool.
Yeah, target on your back. Anyway,
fool in all of the United States.
How do I rate this, you know, our crop of players in this group? I think, dude, Marcus Rashford had a fucking cracker against Costa Rica a couple days ago.
It doesn't count, though.
Of course it doesn't count, but it was a hell of a goal.
That's like classic Rashford.
It's a good tune-up. Hey, classic Rashford scoring on all of his debuts. Yeah, that's classic Rashford. Classic Rashford would be scoring in his World Cup debut. So that's like classic Rashford. That is classic Rashford. Suck my dick. Anyway, I think him and Lingard, I think they're going to feature a lot. Young, maybe occasionally, but I don't think he's going to be a starter. And Jones, I think he's just there in case, you know, someone else gets hurt.
So, yeah, I think, I don't know, Rashford had a great goal. A lot of hype surrounding him going into England. I wish him the best, but you know, finishing United season this past year, he did not look anything like that in the England game versus Costa Rica. So I'm hoping the best for Rashford. Lingard, I don't know. We'll have to see. I think Rashford's probably going to be the breakout player for United on England. I think they'll qualify, but like in classic England fashion, they'll come in second in their group. I think Belgium will top the group with Big Luke, who doing the business. I hope they can get a little farther in the tournament, maybe semis. But,
where do they finish? Where are you calling? You think semis or quarters?
If Kane scores, I think they'll get the semis. You know, I think they're due to win a game on penalties. You know, they've clearly choked in the past. So really hoping for England. And, hey, maybe they can make a final. Maybe they're the dark horse. Sir, where do you think England's going to finish?
I think they're going to finish. Yeah, I think semifinals. I think they're going to make a run on the backs of Harry Kane and Jamie Red Bull Vodka Vardy. I think Vardy's going to have a big World Cup. Because, you know, Vardy's story is not done yet. What an unbelievable story he's had. Keep it going, a little World Cup magic. You know, I think they're due to make a run.
Yeah, or due to blow it in the group stage.
Due to like,
way,
get beaten by Panama. Hey, all is possible.
Another team that should be really doing some damage, Belgium. Big Rom up front for Belgium.
Oof.
He's a bang-on starter for them this time around in Brazil. He was actually on the bench, ironically. He was not in good form. And Fellaini always plays well for Belgium. Scored a goal for them the other day, but he is out of here most likely for United. Going to Arsenal. Traitor. Arsenal, the Fellaini-Mkhitaryan combo. I won't miss him one bit. David Moyes brought him in last minute in the transfer window. So good rinse to Fellaini. But how do you think Belgium's going to do compared to England? Do you think they're going to top the group?
They should. They've probably got a better squad than England, but they've got a ship.
De Bruyne,
they've got a ship
manager.
They've got a ship manager who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. So I actually think that, like, because I think England's, I'm bullish on England overall. I think Belgium's going to finish second, but I think Rom, he's going to score some goals.
Do you think England's going to win the group?
I think England's going to win the group.
Not even close.
We'll see what happens.
I think Belgium's going to win the group. I think Lukaku's going to be a breakout player for Belgium. I think he's probably going to be the best United player at the World Cup. He's just professional through and through. Romelu Lukaku.
He's a stud. He is a stud. How do you think Belgium's going to do overall? Where do you see them finishing up in the World Cup?
I can see him winning it more than I can England, but again, probably quarter semi exit to a larger team.
Yeah, I can't see him winning it. I think they have the stars, but they don't play together as a team like they should. I think quarterfinals. That's what I'm calling.
There you go. So next team, France.
Francia.
You know, where my great-great-grandfather came from. I'm choosing not to support them just because they're too star-studded. I got to go with England. And Paul Pogba, for France. Hasn't been in form for United, hasn't been in form for France. His coach even came out and kind of said he needs to step up for the tournament. Something's going on with Pogba. I don't know if it's the hair. I don't know if he has too much money. I don't know if he's, you know, spend too much time in Mecca. Something's going down with Paul Pogba.
Something's up with Paul. I mean, France is in an easy group. They have Australia, Peru, and Denmark. People are actually saying Peru might be one of the dark horses of that group. I mean, they're not going to beat France.
Denmark, baby. I'm going for Denmark to finish
second. Peru are a scrappy team, you know. All playing in altitude. Yeah, Ericsson and who else? Anyway, but Paul, dude, this is like his coming out party. He's due for a big, big performance. He needs to, like, that team is excellent. They are studded at every position. They have, like, unbelievable talent. You know, Martial isn't even brought.
He didn't play well in the Euro Cup final. You know,
He made it there. They lost to Portugal, but hey.
And that was a bad Portugal team, too, without Ronaldo.
Not terrible. Anyway, we'll see what happens. I think France is going to do well. I think Paul's going to step up. I think Pogba is going to be, like, pivotal, right? If France does well, I think Paul's going to be a big part of that. Him and Conte just, like, crushing it in midfield. I think France are going to the finals. That's my preview.
Yeah, I'm
going
to say
losing in the finals, but they're going to
say they go to the final and lose it, or they lose in the semifinal. For some reason, they don't have the mental strength to go through. It'd be great for Pogba to win the World Cup, come back to Manchester with that confidence, get rid of some of the haterade that the press has for him, you know, but right now he has that monkey on his back, and the press just don't think he's playing good enough, and they're always going to be slating him. So goes France, so goes Pogba, in my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you what, a World Cup trophy will certainly shut them up.
Yeah, another legendary player for United, Sweden, Victor Lindelof. You'd love to see Zlatan, but he did not make the team. It's a shame. Zlatan should be with Sweden for the World Cup, but they are not. Victor Lindelof, can't say I'm watching Sweden to see how Lindelof does.
Why not?
They're in a big group, Germany, Mexico, South Korea. I don't think Sweden make it out. And especially how Lindelof's been playing, he ain't going to help. So that's my vote.
I know. You're as down I am on Young, you are equally down, if not more, on Lindelof.
I think Young played better than Lindelof this season.
Yeah, he did, but he just got transferred in from a Portuguese league. I think we always give defenders a year. But this group is tough. Germany, Mexico, South Korea. I think Germany and Mexico are going to, you know, come out of the group in that order. Hopefully Victor gets a chance to get some big game time experience against some really good teams, but Sweden crashing out in the group stage.
Sorry, Lindelof, you're out. But you get some rest. Serbia. Comes from Serbia. He'll fucking murder you. Nemanja. Whoa.
Matic.
What a player he is.
Playing for Serbia. Same group as Brazil, Switzerland, and Costa Rica. Tough group. Serbia doesn't necessarily have the talent. I think Matic will do a great job, probably be the best player on the team. But like Jose said, on RT, love you, Nemanja, but you need a vacation, you need a break. Rest up for next season. So I think Serbia's going to get bounced in the group stages.
Well, they do top one category, and that's they have the tallest team in the World Cup. Bunch of units. You think Matic is big? His whole team is like that. So
Serbia, something in the water.
Yeah, I think Brazil and Switzerland come out of this group, but I hope he gets a vacation. He needs time off. I'm playing like a dog. Next, we're talking about Argentina. We would have had two delegates, but one got injured, Romero. So we're just talking about thigh tattoo, Marcus Rojo.
Argentina leads the World Cup in bad tattoos.
It's the top of the table there. They are in the same group as Iceland, Croatia, Nigeria. That's actually kind of a tough group because Croatia is good, Nigeria is quick, and Iceland has a lot of names with a lot of sesagun, a lot of
gun. They are going to win the group. They got Messi. They will qualify first. I think Argentina headed for the finals.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
I think Argentina are going to underperform in this World Cup. They were kind of shaky, you know, qualifying. They have Messi, but that, you know, Lanzini went down today. They lost their goalie, Romero, who's a stud. So the backup is like the chump on Chelsea. I don't see Argentina doing that well. I think quarterfinals. They lose to, like, you know, someone.
Now the next team has the best goalkeeper in the world.
Certainly
so,
do.
I mean, they probably could go far. That is España. David De Gea, Dave Saves, as we know him. All United fans can attest to he is probably one of the best players of the World Cup, should be in the world starting 11. I believe he is, especially since Germany lost to Austria in that friendly. Neuer did not look good. Dave Saves, best goalkeeper in the world. They are playing Portugal, Iran, Morocco. I think they are going to come in second. I think Portugal might finish first. They won the Euro Cup. They got Ronaldo. Spain hasn't. Dude, they got bounced in the group stage in Brazil, let's remember.
That's true.
A lot of Madrid players as well, so some fatigue from the Champions League, all the cup competitions. You have to think they did. Most of the team has won the World Cup, so you have, that factors into the motivation as well. Maybe the next generation. But I think Spain, maybe a quarter semi exit here. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Spain's going to do quite well. I mean, they're really stacked everywhere except for striker. We've got great defense, got unbelievable midfield. And
was that Marata? Didn't even make the team.
He's not even on the team. It's like, what's his face? Ugly caveman motherfucker.
Costa, he's Brazilian, which makes no sense. Yeah,
exactly. Well, he plays for both. He dips both ways. Yeah. But they got a great team. They got a lot of experience. They've won it. I think they'll make it to the semis, but that's me. And then next, we've got a delegate from the Brazilian team, which is always nice to say. It's always nice to say. Our boy Fred, newly signed. He picked up a small knock this week in training, but he's supposed to be okay for the World Cup. Of course, they're playing Serbia, Switzerland, Costa Rica. What do you think, sir? How do you think Fred's going to do?
I think Fred will do well. I just think Brazil, they're like either win it all or, you know, embarrassing exit. That's kind of how I think about Brazil. They have a lot to avenge. The 7-1 defeat against Germany. Again, I think the World Cup goes, every team goes in the World Cup and you think Germany's a lock. They're going to do well, and you know they could just not even make it out of the group stage. There's always one powerhouse that just bottles it, like Spain did in Brazil. Brazil could be that team. High reliance on Neymar. Just came back from injury. You know, a lot of players playing for a ton of different leagues. I'd like to say, you know, they're going to go out in the semis, but I could also see them, you know, not making it out of the group. They have the highest beta in my opinion. They play Serbia, Costa Rica, and Switzerland. So an easy group, but you know they could have a meltdown. What do you think?
They could win it, or they could win it. They could go either way. Totally. I mean,
yeah, I don't know anything. Just to be clear,
a lot of these teams can go both ways.
Yeah, it's crazy. Spain
could win it or crash out. Right, Brazil could win it or crash out. France could win it or
Germany,
crash out.
Too. Germany didn't look good playing against Austria, and they left. Who's the big player at City? They
Sané. Sané didn't even make
the
cut.
Can't believe they left Sané out. That is a crime. Like he did so well and in such a tough league, but you know.
Brazil, I think they'll make it to the final. I think Brazil has a really good team. Neymar is playing hot. They've got some teeth in midfield, so I think they're going to the final. Whether or not they win it remains to be seen.
All right, that's our World Cup recap. We will do some pods. Alex and I are actually headed out to Europe next week. We're going to be going to London, Spain and Germany to watch a game in each country, and we'll be bringing you some audio. So we probably won't have a pod for another 2 weeks, but we'll give you a recap in the middle of the World Cup, update on how the United players are doing, as well as, you know, all the festivities and all the fun that we had. Some audio clips from the countries.
Of course, keep an eye on the transfer market. You know, hopefully there's some activity in the next couple of weeks, but it's going to be all World Cup all the time. Hopefully the Reds that are traveling to Russia can shine.
Hey, if you're an American fan and you're looking for a team to support, there's 4 Manchester United players on England. They haven't won it since 1960s.
1966.
And that Why was...
not?
They did it with Charlton, legendary England team. And why not pick England? I mean, you know, we had to fight them. We did fight. We did break up, you know, 270 plus years ago.
But special relationship. It's still a special relationship.
Special relationship. Yeah. I mean,
very special.
We drink Budweiser. You know, they drink dark ales. You know, we got respect. We have MLS. They hate MLS. They hate Americans and anything to do with soccer. But, you know, it's getting big here. I think you got to start respecting some American soccer games, especially that pooley.
Maybe not soccer games, but at least soccer fans, right? You got to give a little credit to these Americans driving all the way for, you know, fish and chips and dark ales. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but there's going to be more and more Yanks coming across the pond to check out the beautiful game in person. Like that's not going to slow down. So England needs to just get used to that.
And that's why we're the American Red Devils, and we want to bring you an American perspective on a legendary team, a great team that we've followed for over a decade and will continue to follow. We're actually going back next spring for United game. Can't wait for the schedule to be released.
Actually, coming out soon, dude.
Coming
next
out
week.
Shortly, we'll be picking the match. It's going to be a riot again. We saw Newcastle win 4-1, so season might not have been good, but when we go out there and we beat Newcastle 4-1, I'm happy.
Or come back against Palace.
You went to 2 games last year, sir, so you're killing it. Before we leave, United in the news, some quick points. FA changing, you know, 360, not so much a winter break as a weekend off, but all Premier League clubs will now have one in February from the 2019-20 season onwards. Five games on one weekend, five on the next. FA Cup fifth round to be midweek with no replays. A second weekend off would have been better, but this is a welcome step forward. The FA is starting to move on the holidays and giving players and teams more rest. I say bollocks, keep it old school, you know.
You're against it, sir? You don't like this move?
No, I don't like this move because I think it's England. It's just like, this is the way you play. And if you want to win
get on with it, mate.
If you want to win the league, I mean, when you watch Ferguson play, I mean, Ferguson managed the team. He was mint at managing this schedule, and him knowing how to manage this schedule actually probably won us the league more often than not. We were always behind Chelsea or Liverpool going into the holidays, and after the holidays, we always came out with the lead, and we held it to the end.
Yep.
And this period, this fixture period, I really do enjoy.
Well, that's not changing, to be fair.
No, it's not, but they're thinking holidays about are it. Not, yeah, they're talking about it. This is kind of like they're starting to go that direction, and you know that's something that it's a little concerning. You know, I like to see the games week in, week out. The players should be playing. We should have enough to rotate.
Sir, I'm conflicted. I actually like this move. I think the players play so many freaking games that by, like, you know, we had in our team, because we were so reliant on basically the same starting 11, is that players break down. You've already played like 40 games in, you know, 6-7 months. That's a lot on the body. It's a high intensity league. So I think this is good. You know, you got to give a little respect to the players and the fact that they're not machines. Until they sanction, like, doping league-wide, you know, it's like you basically need them to have a break. So,
yeah, I mean, I also think it's argued it's the international side of it.
That doesn't help.
That's the issue, really. If there weren't so much international participation for your team like United, then there wouldn't be so many, you know, injuries or fatigue. Next article. Like you mentioned earlier, Fred got a knock. Marcelo said, I believe it's not that serious. I believe it's not a big problem for us. I don't think he'll be back with us as soon as possible. So not out of the tournament. It's not like Romero. Per the Daily Mail, looks like Fred should be back in for the World Cup. But hey, you buy a player, gets a knock.
It happens. It's part of the game.
Start from the bottom, sir.
Dude, but just happy we have a Brazilian on our team. It's been too long. We both love the De Silva twins. We love Rafael. Anderson even had his moments, but it's good to have a proper international Brazilian in our squad who's going to slot right in. So
might bring in two.
Might have to.
Hey, William, come on down. Next article, Tier 1. This is from Twitter, Christoph. Lots of talk about big offers today for Toby Alderweireld, but as it looks now, his future will be sorted out after the World Cup. Levy always wants to bring it down to the deadline, and of course, the deadline this year is before kickoff for the first match. So, shorter transfer window and the World Cup.
Oof.
makes buy-in business for big clubs even harder. So, we shall see. I don't think we can wait for center back.
Sir, right, the World Cup finishes mid-July, and then the first game is like the 10th of August. That is a short window to get all of your transfers done.
Yeah, and this is big business here.
Which is why it's so important that we got Dalot and Fred in now. It's like, those are two big signings. It's important to get them in now because the World Cup is going to be, you're right, unless a player is not going, it's going to be much tougher to get a deal done.
Next article, almost comical. Real Madrid will not sell Gareth Bale for less than 220 million euros. That's the same figure PSG paid for Neymar.
Good luck.
I think that's just Real Madrid throwing shade. I do believe that one of Ronaldo or Bale will leave this summer. I think the era of the Galacticos, the modern era of the Galacticos, is over at Real Madrid. I can see an exodus.
Well, they're talking about replacing one Galactico with another. Speaking of Neymar, his name is being touted quite freely.
Why would he go to Real Madrid? He played for Barca.
Because he doesn't give a shit. Because like, they pay him money, top dollar, and he'll be the, I don't know, because he'll go where the...
Why does he go back to Barca? It doesn't make sense. It's like,
He's burned a lot of bridges at Barca.
Is Neymar just really that outlandish? He'll just go anywhere. It's just, to me, it seems like a little much. I mean, I always thought he would be a Real Madrid player, end up going to Barcelona instead. But you know,
we'll see about that. But I mean, you want to get some
hated in Spain in Barca.
He'd fit right in Real Madrid. Right, and so he's like a quintessential Real Madrid player. And they love
better. He can do better.
Only come wear red in the north. We'd love him here. Well, another piece of news. This is like a little bit of banter, but you know what? That's what here the Red Devils are here for. A little bit of banter, a little bit of news. So the last time that United signed a Portuguese and a Brazilian player in one window, it was in the back of a season where we lost the FA Cup final 1-0 to Chelsea at Wembley, and Liverpool reached and lost the Champions League final, which is in 07. And the following season, we won the double, the Champions League, and the Premier League. So, hey, not saying it's going to happen again, but it's been a while. It's been 11 years since that happened.
We all said Ronaldo, Rooney, Scholes, Ferdinand,
Vidic.
We did. Evra.
Giggs. We had a hell of a team.
We also had a hell of a team.
We got a decent team. Hey, Paul Anderson, Pogba, David De Gea, Lukaku, Sanchez. You know, they could be saying the same thing in 10 years.
No, I agree. I would take either of the league. I think it's all the Premier League.
You'd rather win the Premier League next year than the Champions League?
Of course. I'd rather beat City and win the Premier League instead of win the Champions League. It's like Liverpool didn't win it. City didn't win it.
I'm not saying they did.
No one in England won it, but I think that the Premier League is where our bread is buttered. We need another one. The Sir Alex kind of fog will always hang over Old Trafford. Until he win another league.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I also think that we want to get that league while he's still in good health and he can be there and celebrate, because I think the Champions League has always been a difficult trophy.
Yeah,
even
for us.
For him. Yeah. And so the Premier League is kind of back to our winning ways. When we win the league again, you know, everything's right in Manchester and, you know, everything's firing all cylinders. We kind of have the monkey lifted off our back. Because you look at Liverpool, and you see how long it's been for them, and every year the league goes by and we don't win it, it just becomes another year that's kind of adding on, and we kind of go back into that Liverpool folklore.
We're not there yet. We're not in 29 years, but you're right. Premier League is like the benchmark for a team in England. It shows consistency from August to May, and it's very, very difficult to win, especially because City are very, very legit, and they're only going to strengthen. Liverpool are going to strengthen. And that's about it.
Hey,
the power is going to be in the north, right? It's going to be one of those three teams. So
hated, adored, never ignored, Manchester United, and it's because we have won the most Premier Leagues of any team.
Won the most Premier Leagues, and we've won the most silverware of any team in England. So we got to get back to winning.
European.
No, I'm talking all in. I'm not talking about.
I know.
Liverpool have won 5 European Cups. We've won 3, but we've won more silverware overall than any other team. So. That's something, but we haven't won in over a year. We got to get back to winning, sir. There's no excuse this year. We got to win something, and I take either of those two. Last piece of news, and the only reason we're reporting this is because the seeds were set like a couple weeks ago by a random account on Reddit linking the Kohler deal to the Griezmann signing. Kohler is about to be announced as our new sleeve sponsor in the coming days. Maybe Griezmann's coming with it.
Couldn't care less about a sink company sponsoring us. I think it's pretty lame. Everton has Angry Birds. You know, whatever happened to like Tinder, something fun like that.
As long as they pay the bills and finance the Griezmann signing,
at least it's not
shit.
Chevrolet on the sleeve. But hey, you know, that's it for the American Red Devils. Hell of a recap. A lot of things going on. Transfers, World Cup. We got United in the news. We're going to be going to Europe, getting you some audio on the ground. We'll be coming back for another recap. Sir, and as always,
we'll be kicking a blue.
Kicking the blue.